Farmers and ranchers in the Escambia River, Blackwater River, and Middle Suwannee River watersheds can apply for financial assistance until June 19 to reduce soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop wildlife habitat through USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service Gulf of Mexico Initiative for fiscal year 2015. Mitch Holtzclaw from O'Brien, Florida, has taken part in the GOMI program before and is pleased with what it's done for his operation.
Well, it's just helped us incorporate cover crops and get us started in cover crops and keep something growing and green on the land year-round. Our sandy soils, we have a problem with the leaching and the nitrogen and nutrients, and it helps in that area. It also keeps the sun from, you know, I reckon my definition is baking down on the soil, and it cools it in the summertime and conserve moisture.
Holtzclaw, who works with the NRCS staff in Live Oak, said going through the GOMI process was simple and encourages farmers to learn more about the program.
My opinion is that I think it's just something that we need to look at as far as several things with the conservation, with the leaching in the soils, with conserving moisture, helping with the weeds if you can get a heavy enough cover crop, and also trips over the field, I think, with the conventional tillage, the cost of fuel, and several things. It's very beneficial, I think.
For more information about GOMI, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.